This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up this week, a reminder about the AREG Radio and Electronics car boot sale being held today. The gates open at the Dogs SA Showground, David Roche Park on Cromwell Road, Kilburn, at 10 a.m. Now, if you're worried about the weather, fear not. We have moved this year's event indoors so that you can still continue to access the bargains and see your friends no matter what Mother Nature throws at us. Come on down. We'd love to see you. Next up, news about Project Horus. The next Project Horus launch will be held on Sunday the 2nd of November as part of Fleet Space's Launchbox Summit to the Stratosphere STEM event, which is a culmination of this year's Launchbox program. Launchbox is a reimagining of a STEM program that AREG was a part of back in the 2010s, where we flew a student-built payload on a high-altitude balloon. Fleet Space has restarted the program and expanded it Australia-wide, with hundreds of Year 7 and 8 students involved. Two lucky teams will have their payloads flown on a high-altitude balloon into the stratosphere. This launch will be held at the Mount Barker Summit Sport and Recreation Park, with a launch time expected to be 10 a.m. Although this is very much subject to the weather on the day. Please note that the launch site will be closed to the public until after the launch. However, you can still get involved through helping with the telemetry collection. Full details are found on our website, areg.org.au. Next, November sees the fox hunting return. November the 7th, AREG will be returning to its monthly fox hunting events. And the hunt this time will start at 6:30 p.m. from Beaumont Road in the South Parklands, accessed via South Terrace in the city. Everyone is welcome to participate, and liaison will be via the Adelaide CBD UHF repeater on 438.025. Finally, our November general meeting will be held on Friday, November the 21st. This month will feature a description of how the SA Central repeater network has been constructed, and it will be presented by Dean, VK5HQ. Given the major overhaul of the network since the hub relocation, this is a timely opportunity to see what all the fuss is about and to learn why this upgrade was such a big deal. The doors will open at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham, at 7 p.m. with the meeting getting underway at 7:30. So that's all from us this week. Till we speak again, 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Greetings, amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, we're all looking forward to the fifth Friday lunch, next Friday, the 31st of October, at the Highlander Hotel on North East Road, Gillies Plains. Arrive there at noon and be prepared for lots of food and fraternising. This is the last fifth Friday for this year. The next one is on Friday, the 30th of January, 2026. Now, when you get home from the AREG buy and sell today, don't forget the next edition of the Amateur Technical Segment will be on VK5RHO 146.850 MHz at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. And the subject today is the history and use of cavity resonators. After the completion of the lecture, there will be a callback. So come up and give us your reactions to the lecture. Well, that's all for this time. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As the 2025 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event looms large, it's less than 2 weeks away now, preparations are in full swing. all of the 8 VHF radios that we use and the flower pot antennas that we built a few years ago have now been checked for power output and SWR. In addition to these, a number of handheld radios are also used. Greg, VK5ZGY, who has set up, modified and perfected the system of old video cameras that we use to send a live video coverage of almost the whole course, has checked and double-checked that all are working correctly. This year, Greg will have 14 video cameras out on the course. Over the years, he has continually modified his method for making sure that these old, mostly donated, video cameras can continue to function, even in the rain. He has put together a very clever setup using old ice cream containers. The flat lid forms the base, which sits on a tripod. The cameras are fastened to the flat lid. The container itself then clips onto the lid and covers the camera. Of course, there is a hole in the base to allow the lens to be able to see out. To ensure that we do not lose power to the cameras, Greg provides each camera with a set of batteries which are charged up prior to the event. All up, he brings 110 fully charged 12-volt, 9-amp-hour batteries to the start of the event. Each new day, each camera starts off with a set of 3 fully charged batteries, and each day when he and wife Gabby are setting everything up, yes, the cameras and batteries must be removed each day and set up again each morning, a new pack of batteries is included, and the ones from the previous day are set aside until after the event when they all get recharged and put away until the next time. Each camera has a voltage converter in line, as some of the cameras have different voltage requirements to others. Also included is a balun to ensure that the video signal is compatible with the Cat5 cable that is used to carry the signal all the way to the start line and race control. We use roughly 2 kilometres of Cat5 cable to connect all of the cameras back to the OB hut, where a sophisticated mixer unit is used very capably by Kate, VK5FKLY, from where it travels on down to race control. We must run out all of the Cat5 cable prior to the event, and a great deal of this must be hung above ground, as the local rabbit population is quite fond of chewing on Cat5 cable. The cables must be tested for breaks or faults each morning at the event as well. Gazebo shelters must be erected at the start line, the corner where calls are made to start the next competitor, and 2 on the side of the hill, in order for our observers to have some shelter from the elements. These on the hill have to be open-sided so that cars can be seen on approach and departure, as those 2 are right on the side of the course. The 2 on the hill do not have a back on them, so that if a car looks like hitting the Armco in front of the observer, he or she can jump out at the back and down the very steep hill in order to escape any possible debris or injury, hopefully. At times, these 2 positions can be quite hard on the nerves, as the cars are going at high speed at these 2 points. The top car is hitting 200 kilometres an hour just before the braking zone before the chicane, and the 2 hillside observer points are along this very fast section of the course. Let's hope that this 20th year of the event goes as smoothly as it has in the past. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.